How's it going, everybody? Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. You've got the Rational Revolution. I am your host, Mark Becker, as always. Well, I suppose not as always. You know, this is more of a this year thing, but this has been such a fun time to do this. And yeah, I hope you caught last week's episode with Mandela Barnes. What a guy. What an amazing person. And he had such insight and really just brilliant things to say about everything from, you know, how they handled COVID, which is some of the stories that he told. I'm friends with Mandela. I'd never heard some of those stories. So if you want to listen to it, that episode and this one and all the other episodes we had are available online in podcast form, civicmedia.com, and check out The Rational Revolution. You're going to want to listen to this one because we've got an awesome guest for you all. We have Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway. Mayor, oh my God, what's going on?
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm really good. Yeah, life is good. You know, we're here up in Green Bay, and you're not in the state, are you? You're in the mecca of politics in America right now, right?
Yeah, I am in Chicago. I'm at the Democratic National Convention. I'm actually literally right now in the McCormick Center, which is where the daytime events are happening, and there's a lot going on here, let me tell you.
There is a lot going on. And there's a lot, yeah, my gosh, we're going to talk about that. You know, this is being recorded the day after Joe Biden's speech. Did you see that?
I did, yeah. I was actually right at the front of the Wisconsin delegation.
Oh, cool.
It was amazing. It was, I can't even tell you. It was a very emotional moment.
It was, yeah.
And the whole night was just incredible.
He was brilliant, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was a really great speech. And you know, I just like the crowd at the beginning was amazing, the energy. And you know, the speech was great. And then at the end, I mean, I'm not going to lie, when his family walked out,
yeah.
I had tears running down my cheeks.
Yeah.
It was really beautiful, very emotional moment.
It was cool because, you know, I was watching on TV, I was watching on my tablet from my bed, but you could see Kamala Harris came on stage and you could read her lips and she said, "You made me cry, Joe." And she gave him a hug and she said, "I love you so much." That got me in the feels, honestly. It was a really, and like, you know, I said a couple of weeks ago on the show that I think that what he did in terms of stepping aside was really like along the same lines as George Washington. You know, I think that history is going to be very, very kind to that moment.
Absolutely. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that was having, you know, some of the Hamilton songs run through their head when he made that announcement.
Oh my God. Exactly. So if you could, you know, the listeners might not, you know, really understand what happens at the convention, why we have that. Could you kind of explain what this is, what the process is, and kind of, you know, what is Wisconsin doing there?
Yeah, so the national conventions for the parties historically were the place where the nominee was picked. The nominee for president was picked and for vice president and you know, back in the day, it used to be a little bit more of a sort of insider thing. And now, because we have the presidential primaries in every state and territory, you really know who it's going to be sort of coming in because people have amassed their delegates. But it's still the chance for the party to officially nominate somebody for president and vice president. And obviously, we're here to nominate Vice President Harris and Governor Walz. And then to hear from them and to hear from other folks. And, you know, there's formal business, right? We have to, there's a platform committee, there's a rules committee, there's voting on those things and, you know, to sort of set the party platform. But then there's just a lot of other stuff going on. So there's trainings and there's caucus meetings and I can't even, like, there is so much happening in Chicago this week. It is wild. Yeah, but formally the point is to nominate the folks that are going to run for president and vice president.
Is there anything that's on like the platform committee, or is there any different focuses that are coming out of the convention that is different this year?
So I'm not on the platform committee, so I can't, I don't have insight into their sort of inner working, but I think there's been, you know, there's always a lot of conversation about what we're putting focus on. And certainly I think that the war in Gaza has been a focus this year. But, you know, historically, there's definitely been issues, you know, around the emphasis on climate and needing to, take that pretty seriously. That's an issue that's near and dear to my heart. And, you know, we talk about, like I just saw a woman walk by with a bag that says ranked choice voting. Like that's been a, a topic of conversation in the past. And so it's, I mean, this is, you know, this, the folks that are here are like, I mean, it is such a broad diversity of folks. I can't even tell you how beautiful it is, but these are the folks who are like hardcore into democratic politics and really care about platform positions and policy positions. And to the folks that get on the platform committee, you know, I think they really sort of thrash through the things that, like, what is most important to our party and how are we going to talk about it?
Yeah, I think it was Kevin McCarthy that said, you know, when they took a picture of like of the Republican side and it's all one color and one, but then the Democrats stand up and it looks like America. That's something that that really has stood out, because I watched the Republican convention. So I don't know if you know a background on who I am. So I used to be a Republican chairman, and I was involved in Republican politics heavily. And I was an elected official here in Brown County. And then the rise of Donald Trump happened, and I was a never Trumper. And then, so I left the party from that. And I married a woman who is a Black woman. And so seeing some of the inequities and, you know, it's just been, you know, I've had my great awakening, so to speak. And, you know,
so you really understand the difference between the parties and, you know, the, like what their convention looked like in Milwaukee versus what our convention looks like here in Chicago.
Intimately. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And it's night and day. And so, you know, a lot of what we do here on this show is to try to, you know, bridge the gap between some people that are in the middle and kind of say, okay, well, if you're in the middle, you're really not, you know what I mean? because
the middle has shifted, right? The whole spectrum has shifted around us.
Yeah. And what was,
and it's a weird thing.
It was crazy. One of the takeaways that I had from, you know, the president's speech and some of the buzzwords that was happening on the Democratic side, like what the Democrats were talking about last night, what Joe Biden was talking about. If I closed my eyes, it was like something that the Republicans could only dream of. They talked about, Joe Biden talked about freedom, you know, and government overreach, government infringing on every part of our lives. I had this written down, you know, fighting for freedom, democracy, the soul of the country, how you don't have to have a college degree to be successful, build back manufacturing, blue collar jobs. This is what the Republican Party used to say that they stood for. And now it's like, you know, tinfoil hats, conspiracies, all of this stuff.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me. One of the things that I feel pretty deeply that's changed is that, you know, it used to be that folks, you know, on the more conservative side, Republican side, believed in local control and believed in letting local governments do what was right for their place. And that has, particularly in the state of Wisconsin, you know, that has really evaporated. And and what we see now in the state legislature in Wisconsin is just a constant effort to keep local government from doing things that would be good for their residents.
Well, you feel a talk about that.
Yeah. Control that policy. Yeah, it is really, I mean, I feel that very deeply because it constrains what I can do every day. And I mean, you know, we're not alone. Like there's other states that do this and other mayors that feel that same pressure. But Wisconsin is one of the worst in terms of the state preempting the power of local government to do what's needed.
Well, and you know, I remember, you know, in my time in the Republican Party. I mean, they would talk about, oh, these Dane County liberals, Dane County, Madison. And so, you know, you guys are like the bullseye for the Andre Jacques of the world who want to come in and, you know, demolish anything that they can. You know, if it has a Madison label on it, oh my God, you're a pariah.
Yeah. It's been really, I mean, that's really frustrating for me because, you know, I think that there are folks in the legislature that, you know, want to do the right thing for cities and that we could, you know, likely work together. But there's a few folks in key positions that just really make it impossible for anything that might benefit Madison to move forward. And I don't think, you know, frankly, I don't think it's even all the Republicans in the caucus, right? Because I've had good conversations with Republican representatives in Wisconsin, but it is a few folks that just really are I don't know, they're punishing, they're trying to punish Madison's politics, but they end up punishing not only Madison's economy, but the economy of the whole state, because the economic growth that we've seen in Wisconsin is really driven by the economic growth of the Madison region.
Yeah, it is. Second largest city in the state, and you guys have a lot going on, and so I do want to talk about that because, you know, I think what Madison is really a lot of cutting edge policies and initiatives, and you know, there's a lot going on, and I think I'd be remiss if we didn't hit on that, and we're going to here in the next segment, because you know, I want to learn about you. You know, the show is broadcast all over the state. Our biggest station is shout out to 92.7 FM, WMDS, Mad Radio, amongst others.
Shout out.
Yes. And so I really want the rest of the state to get to know who you are as well, because, and know what you're doing. I want to talk about your climate initiatives and all of that, because it really is some awesome stuff that's going on in Madison. So we're going to hit that coming up here on the show, and we'll be right back. We got Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway here on the Rational Revolution.